Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Can get together. There's nothing sweeter, finer. When it's nice and cold, I can hold my baby closer to me and collect them fine kisses that are due me. I love the winter weather because I got my love to keep me warm.
Legendary Fats Waller, and he starts off this morning's program where we're going to be celebrating, if that's the word, some of the wonderful weather we've been having lately. Well, wonderful may not be the word for it. We've had just about everything this week, from snow and ice and some cold temperatures. It's not too bad out there today, and I have to say, when the sun shines, it's really quite beautiful. But so I thought it would be fun if we listen to some songs about the weather today. We're going to listen to songs about winter, about the cold, snow, sunshine. And see how they celebrated the season all those years ago. Well, that was a lovely mellow number from the great Fats Waller from 1941, Winter Weather. It was written by Ted Shapiro. And Fats was joined on that number. He, of course, was playing the piano and singing the lyrics. We heard, too, Albert Casey on guitar, Gene Cedric on tenor sax, Herman Autry on trumpet, and Arthur Trapeer was playing the drums, and let's not forget Cedric Wallace on bass. It's a great group, and he was just a master of the piano. And normally we hear him with fairly vigorous numbers, but he could certainly play the tender ones too, and that's a prime example of it. Well, we're going to move on to more songs about the season, and we'll go now to that great songstress Georgia Gibbs. She's a fairly recent discovery of mine in the last year or two, and she's got a lovely voice. She started out in the late 30s, early 40s, had a brief stint with the great Artie Shaw, went on to have a solo career that went on for quite some time. And we're going to hear her from 1950, the number written by the songwriting team of Jack Fulton, Al Goering, and Cesar Petrillo. With the Glenn Oser Orchestra, Georgia's going to bring us the number Looks Like a Cold, Cold Winter. And it does kind of, doesn't it, this morning? Then we're going to go back to 1929 to an outfit called the Mason-Dixon Orchestra, which was in fact one of the many orchestras led by the great bandleader Frankie Trambar. As a very fine jazz musician himself, he played the C melody sax, and he had the knack of attracting some of the great jazz artists of the time to his outfit. For a while, he had Bix Beiderbecke, the great cornetist, playing with him. But this number is a post-Beiderbecke era. And I'm not quite sure who's playing the trumpet on this one. But Frankie's playing the C melody sax and leading the orchestra on a number written by the songwriting team of David and Rose, Alabama Snow. Then we'll go across to the UK to 1948. To a very fine orchestra led by the singer-musician George Mellacrino. Well, you've heard him before on this program. We usually hear him singing, which he did a lot of in the 1930s, and he had a very nice, pleasant voice. He sang with several of the dance bands that were around at the time, the very fine dance bands, in particular the one led by Carol Gibbons. Well, after the World War II, he went on to form groups of his own, including the George Mellacrino Strings and his own orchestra, and wrote a number of compositions for the boys to play, and we'll hear one of them this morning. From 1948 to his own composition, George Mellacrino and his orchestra will bring us Winter Sunshine. And we'll start with Miss Gibbs and Looks Like a Cold, Cold Winter.
Looks like a cold, cold winter. Plenty of ice and snow, but we'll keep the love light in our hearts aglow. Looks like a long, long winter. Baby, what do we care? As long as we have this love of ours to share. It's gonna be cold outside, gonna be warm inside, so we'll cuddle up by a cozy fire, side by side. Looks like a cold, cold winter. Summer is far away. Until then, I love you more and more each day. Like a cold, cold winter. Plenty of ice and snow, but we'll keep the love light in our hearts aglow. Looks like a long, long winter. Baby, what do we care? As long as we have this love of ours to share. It's gonna be cold outside, gonna be warm inside, So we'll cuddle up by a cozy fire. Side by side looks like a cold winter. Summer is far away. Until then, I love you more and more each day. Cause it looks like a cold, cold winter.
Thank you. Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. From Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO. We're here on your dial at 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we are celebrating the season we find ourselves in, that is winter, with all its snow and ice and winds and cold weather. And it can have its challenges, but it can also be a very, very beautiful season. It's lovely out there today. And so I thought we would celebrate it with songs from way back when about this wonderful season, and we've just heard three of them. Georgia Gibbs brought us Looks Like a Cold, Cold Winter. The Mason-Dixon Orchestra from 1929, led by Frankie Tambor, brought us Alabama Snow. And I guess they probably don't have a lot of snow down there, but somebody wrote a song about it, for which we are truly grateful. And then we heard from George Mellacrino and his orchestra, very fine band leader, a singer and musician from Britain, from 1948, Winter Sunshine, one of his own compositions. Well, we have lots more coming up for you this morning, and we're going to go next to Rosemary Clooney and a song that I haven't heard before. I know that's unusual. Well, it's not as unusual as it should be, or as it shouldn't be, but I guess we're only, anyway, 1951, Rosemary recorded a number written by Roy Bennett and Sid Tepper. And it's a bit of a novelty number, and I rather think it might have been written for children. But we're just big children anyway when we get out there playing in the snow. So I thought I'd include it anyway, and it's called Susie Snowflake. And it's rather sweet. Recorded by Rosemary in 1951. Then we'll go back to Britain for our next number after that, to the year 1940. With the band of Ken Snakehips Johnson, who led a very fine swing band in the 30s and 40s, well, 1930s, I should say, and singer Al Boley, accompanied by the Henderson Twins. Now, this is a rather interesting, rather different recording from Mr. Boley and Mr. Johnson. It's based on the poem by Shakespeare, Blow, Blow, Thou Winter Wind. And it was put to music by Victor Young. And Al and the Henderson Twins do a very fine job of it. Then we'll go to a more traditional number from bandleader Eddie Duchin from the 1930s. And I'm sorry, I don't have a more precise date than that. But it was written by Irving Berlin. And it has a vocal by Johnny McAfee. And it's called When Winter Comes. And we'll start with Miss Clooney and Susie Snowflake.
Comes Susie Snowflake dressed in a snow white gown. Tap, tap, tapping at your window pane to tell you she's in town. Here comes Susie Snowflake, soon you will hear her say, come out everyone and play with me, I haven't long to stay. If you wanna make a snowman, I'll help you make one, one, two, three. If you wanna take a sleigh ride, whee! The ride's on me. Here comes Susie Snowflake, look at her tumbling down. Bringing joy to every girl and boy, Susie's come to town.
You make one, one, two, three. If you wanna take a sleigh ride,
on me. Here comes Susie Snowflake dressed in a snow white gown. Tap, tap, tapping at your window pane to tell you she's in town. Here comes Susie Snowflake, soon you will hear her say, come out everyone and play with me, I haven't long to stay. If you want to make a snowman, I'll help you make one, one, two, three. If you want to take a sleigh ride, the ride's on me. Here comes Susie Snowflake, look at her tumbling down. Bringing joy to every girl and boy, Susie's come to town. Susie's come to town.
sun will shine in the summer, and I'll be fine in the summer. But then I've got to have you to cuddle up to when winter comes. It's nice and warm in the summer, I'll be in form in the summer. But then I got to have you to cuddle up to when winter comes. All summer I'll be playing out on a tennis court, but in the winter, just like the groundhog, I'll turn into an indoor sport. I'll pull an oar in the summer and hug the shore in the summer, but then I've got to have you to cuddle up to when winter
comes. Bridgehead is celebrating a decade of serving great coffee and tea to the Ottawa community. Bridgehead supports small-scale farmers by offering 100% fairly traded and organic coffees and teas. Their commitment to social responsibility means grower families receive more money for their coffee, and cooperatives receive more money for special projects chosen by the community. Bridgehead wants to thank you for your support over the past decade and looks forward to serving you a tasty coffee, tea, and freshly baked good at one of their 12 Ottawa locations.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We're here on your dial at 89.1 FM, CHUO, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. This morning we're listening to some songs about the winter weather and the winter season from days gone by. And there were some lovely songs. We're hearing a small selection of them this morning. We started out with a novelty number from Rosemary Clooney called Susie Snowflake. Managed to get it right this time. Al Boley and the Henderson Twins and Ken Snakehips Johnson brought us Blow, Blow, Thou Winter Wind. And we've just heard from Eddie Duchin and Johnny McAfee, When Winter Comes. Great Irving Berlin number. Well, we're going to carry on with more songs about the season. And having said that, I must admit that our next song is a little bit of a stretch. It's not really about winter, but it's a lovely song, and our singer does a lovely interpretation of it. Well, the song is Cold, Cold Heart. So it's a bit metaphorical, I guess, is how we describe this song fitting into this morning's program. It was written by Hank Williams, the great country and western star and a very accomplished songwriter. Well, in 1951, Tony Bennett made a recording of it, and I love the early Tony Bennett voice. It's so it's powerful and yet vulnerable and tender. And it really, there's a lot of emotion in Tony's songs. And this he does a lovely job with this one, Cold, Cold Heart. Then we're going to go to one of the great stride pianists, one of the later ones. Of course, the earlier ones we've heard from Fats Waller this morning. There was also James P. Johnson. Ralph Sutton flourished after the Second World War in the 40s and 50s. A very fine pianist and made a lot of recordings for the Commodore label. And we're going to hear one of them, which was written by his colleague, James P. Johnson, perhaps the guy who started off stride piano. It's called Snowy Morning Blues. And Ralph is joining us on the piano with Cliff Lehman on drums on that one. Then we'll go back again to 1929 to another set of great jazz music at that time. For this recording, they're grouped under the heading Eddie Lang and His Orchestra. And the on this recording consists of Leo McConville on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet and alto, Arthur Shute on piano, the great Eddie Lang himself on guitar, Joe Tartu on bass, and Stan King on drums, and there's Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh number, Freeze and Melt. Well, this group is got lots, as I said, of wonderful jazz musicians in it. And in fact, I think this is the group that eventually became the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. They were functioning as such informally at this time, mid-30s, or in about 1934, that they got together formally under the heading Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. They made some very fine recordings, and this is one of them. And we'll go back and start with Tony Bennett, who will bring us Cold Heart.
I tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my everything. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In her unkind words are said that make teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt old cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belong, but now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Was one of the finest of the early jazz bands, featuring the Dorsey Brothers with Eddie Lang. Known under the title of Eddie Lang and His Orchestra, they brought us a Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh number, Freeze and Melt, from 1929, as I mentioned. From 1953, we heard the great stride pianist Ralph Sutton and Snowy Morning Blues, and we started out with a lovely recording of the Hank Williams number, Cold, Cold Heart, by Tony Bennett. Well, we've been listening this morning to some songs about the winter. Got a few more coming for you on this program. I've heard that song before. And we're going to go next to one of the great, one of the very fine orchestras in the 1930s was that fronted by Bob Crosby. And they were a group of musicians that had played with the Ben Pollack Orchestra, which was one of those orchestras that was kind of a clearinghouse for the fine jazz musicians. Most of the great jazz artists played with one or other of these orchestras, and the guys that went on to form the Bob Crosby Orchestra were some of the best. Well, in 1939, they recorded a number, a jazzed-up number of the Skater's Waltz, and it's called Skater's Waltz in Swing Time, appropriately. It was actually written by Emil Waldteufel, I guess. And obviously a jazz arrangement, probably by one of the members of the Bob Crosby outfit. And they do a very fine job of it. Then we're going to go to Bob's brother, Bing, to 1934, and he had a very big hit, number one hit, with the number June in January, written by Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin, was featured in the movie Here Is My Heart, and as I mentioned, went on to become a number one hit for Bing. Well, he had so many, but I'm sure he treasured each and every one of them. And this is a particularly lovely song. Then we're going to hear from Lena Horne and a Harold Arlen classic, Ill Wind. Harold Arlen actually recorded this himself, did a fine job, and Lena Horne made her own recording of it in 1941 and does a beautiful job. The orchestra is directed by Lou Bring, and as I say, it was written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. It's a lovely example of the great breadth of Lena Horne's talent. She could just do every style, from the jazz to the ballads, and she does a lovely version of that, Ill Wind. Well, we'll start with the Bob Crosby Orchestra and Skater's Waltz in Swing Time.
Clouded sky, winds of January sigh and moan. And yet it's you, I can see a sky of blue. Dear, the miracle is due to you, just you. It's June in January, because I'm in love. It always is spring in my heart, with you in my arms. The snow is just white blossoms that fall from above. And here is the reason, my dear, your magical charm. The night is cold, the trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses in the air. It's June in January, because I'm in love. But only because I'm in love with you. I can feel the scent of roses in the air. It's June in January, because I'm in love, but only because I'm in love.
Listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we've been listening to songs about the weather, and we've just heard from Lena Horne with Harold Arlen's Ill Wind. Bing Crosby brought us June in January, and we also heard Skater's Waltz in Swing Time from the Bob Crosby Orchestra. Well, we've got two more songs celebrating the weather and the winter season for you this morning, and we're going to go next to 1946 and a group called Sandy Williams, Big Eight. Now, he was a fine trombone player, and on this one he's joined by a fine alto sax player, amongst other musicians, of course, Tab Smith. He joins Sandy Williams with the number Frost on the Moon. It's written by Edmund Anderson and Billy Taylor. We're going to end this morning with the classic song about weather, written again. Another song by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. What else but stormy weather? We'll hear the version recorded in 1947 by that remarkably fine trumpeter, Billy Butterfield, and his orchestra, Stormy Weather. We'll start with Sandy Williams and Frost on the Moon.
Thank you.
And that concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.